Welcome to Core Finance. I'm joined by Matt Brown. Morning to you, young Matt.
Good morning, Miss.
Right, so let's go to the headlines. Fed delivers as expected. Markets digest its next moves. Front page of City AM. Fed moves to unwind huge balance sheet. And the market closes flat. Extraordinary.
Yeah, I think, well, it was expectation that they were going to do this. Look, there's no rate hike. Nobody expected a rate hike. But it looks like December, we could see one. Markets pricing at about 65% chance of a Fed rate hike. Do you know what? That's actually not too bad, because the Fed has always kind of said, look, possibly three rate hikes this year. So it's on track. Everything seems to be performing well. However, just inflation in the US is woefully low. And I don't think there's going to be an aggressive move. Maybe three more moves next year from the Fed, but it's the reduction of the balance sheet, and I don't think it's unwinding at, or will unwind at, such a rate that we saw it increase. So the market's really just taking that on board, digesting it. Let's see what they do in December, but I don't think it should really warrant a huge sell-off in equities. I think this equity bubble is still there.
Famous last words, that's on
yes,
the tape.
But is it going to push higher? Probably not, but it's not the catalyst at this point for a major sell-off. I think there are probably other issues in the market that could cause that.
Understood. Right, let's move on to a stock to watch, Anglo American. What's the headline there?
Yeah, well, basically, the miners are underperforming today. Reason being, we've seen a push higher in the dollar on the back of, obviously, the Fed. So miners in the UK are off about 2-3%, except for Anglo American. Now, Anglo American are trading up 2%. Why? Anil Agrawal, who is an Indian investor, metals investor, is planning to up his stake to 20% in the company. So that's positive for Anglo. He's saying it's actually to show his support for the board, as opposed to an active investor who's trying to get in there and shake it up. So look, good, positive for Anglo. However, he has come out and said he won't bid for the company. And what does that mean? Well, under UK takeover law, he can't do anything for 6 months. So the stock's up. Don't get too carried away. There isn't a bid on the table yet, or there can't be, as I say, due to UK takeover law. But it's good, and he's showing his support for the company, and the chart is fantastic.
Okay, let's go to a small cap, Restore PLC.
Yeah, speaking of a strong chart, and now this stock was trading around the kind of £4 level at the start of the year, now trading at 560. What do they do? Basic, it's paper. It's recycling, shredding of paper, document storage for both the private and public sector, and scanning documents. Now, we had the chief executive, not the CEO, Charles Skinner, on the show yesterday. The stock, it's an AIM-listed stock, market cap of $630 million, so a fair size. And basically talking about paper and moving to a digital age and potentially paperless society. Not the case, and certainly with Brexit, there's going to be a lot of legal paperwork swilling around the UK.
There's a thought.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to currencies. The pound today, euro, Great British Pound, cross 88.20, and cable 135.02.
Yes, look, we had cable up at 136. Some fantastic retail sales numbers yesterday. Yep. Let's see if that was a blip. That certainly strengthened the pound. Obviously, the Fed coming out, we've seen the pound drop a cent down to 135. But comparatively to other currencies, sterling's actually performing very well. A lot of other currencies have sold off. We've seen the euro dollar down around the 118 level. Swissie sold off as well today. So, pound's an interesting crossroad at this 135. And let's see where we go from here. But over to you, Bank of England. The Fed's made its move. Let's see what Bank of England do.
Very good. Let's move on to broker upgrades. Schroders, the broker, JP Morgan, new recommendation, neutral from overweight on Schroders.
Yeah, effectively, quite a downgrade. It's not a sell rating, but going from overweight to neutral is a move downwards. And what does this mean? Look, we're looking at MiFID II coming in. Certainly the likes of Schroders and other investment managers need to look at how they're structured, their old school fund managers in comparison to when you look at BlackRock with their ETFs. It's cheap to trade for them. So it's a really at a turning point for with MiFID II and for companies like Schroders. Where do they go from there? These are old school institutions in a kind of new age. So let's see how they can develop and move forward.
Understood. Let's move on to the core number, 1.1 billion. Where have you plucked that out?
Well, talking about a new age and new technology, $1.1 billion is the amount Alphabet, who own Google, we all know them as Google, so let's stick to that, have paid or have struck a deal with HTC. Now, HTC, Taiwanese phone manufacturer, a few years ago were actually kind of up there. It was like an old Nokia or BlackBerry, you know, we see these stories. But they have waned and their sales have waned. This is due to Apple and Samsung really coming the main kids on the block when it comes to mobile phones. Now, Google as well, they're releasing their Pixel and their Pixel XL in the coming weeks, obviously looking to compete with Apple. They've gone, HTC manufacture or make a lot of the hardware. So Google, Alphabet have gone in and said, look, we're pinching all your staff. We need a contract. We need to support ourselves. We need to be stronger against Apple and Samsung. So Mark, a little bit disappointed because it was expecting Google to come in and take out HTC completely. They haven't. They've done a contract and they've pinched their best staff.
Understood. Let's move on finally to the economic calendar today. In the EU, we've got the ECB speaking, and in the US, we've got initial jobless, weekly jobless, and finally Draghi speaks at 2:30.
Yeah. Look at the obviously ECB prior and ECB Draghi speaking. They're not. We're not going to see anything really to get the market going there. Maybe a little bit of focus, obviously, on the back of the Fed yesterday. But as we said at the top of the show, it's let's digest the Fed. I don't think it's really going to give the market any huge direction at the moment. It'll probably take a few days, maybe a week or two, really just to decide where we're going up or maybe down.
Famous last words, Matthew. Indeed. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.